Star Wars 7x7 episode 3357. Today, we're going to conclude our first series of looks at various short stories in the From a Certain Point of View compilation, celebrating 40 years of Return of the Jedi. Today, we're going to talk about the story featuring Bib Fortuna. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're concluding our first run of looks at the various short stories in the Return of the Jedi From a Certain Point of View collection with Fortuna Favors the Bold by Kwame Mbalia. And this is fun because basically Bib Fortuna is portrayed as a put upon guy who also has a rather shocking secret. He is planning, or was planning, to assassinate Jabba the Hutt on the day that everybody went out to the Sarlacc pit to try and toss all of our heroes in there, and boy did things go awry. At least with the plan to execute our heroes. But actually, things go well for Bib Fortuna in the sense that he was planning on killing Jabba, and Jabba ended up getting killed with gusto, as Bib notes, because he witnesses Leia strangling Jabba to death and then manages to hide so that she doesn't see him, because he fears that if Leia sees him, then he's next. And yeah, I don't know if she would have bothered with him, but yeah, if she could take Jabba out, she could take Bib Fortuna out too. But back to Bib, who like maintains a list of things that he hates, loathes, and despises, which is hundreds of entries long. Jabba the Hutt, it turns out, is at the top of that list. And so we get to hear, you know, his reflections and his frustrations about him going about the day and getting ready for the trip that they're going to have to make out to the Sarlacc pit. And there are fun references to like Sarlacc indigestion, and also the fact that apparently Bib Fortuna hates Boba Fett and refers to him as a glory hound and a suck up, which speaks well to my heart because I've never been a particular Boba Fett fan. So Bib and I basically feel the same way about Boba Fett going out like a chump in Return of the Jedi. And yes, yes, we like him a little bit better because of the Book of Boba Fett series, but yeah, you know, Return of the Jedi, eh. This one is actually a bit shorter than the rest of the ones that we were discussing in the previous 3 days, and that's fine. There's a lot packed into it, and it's fun that Bib Fortuna refers to Leia as the deadliest assassin he's ever seen. Ultimately, he is also thrown clear of the sail barge in the various explosions, and he is rescued and found by Max Rebo. We talked about Max Rebo getting thrown clear from explosions in his story. Well, then he finds Bib Fortuna afterward along with Droopy McCool and a Gamorrean guard. And at that point, Bib Fortuna is like, hey, Jabba's dead. Let's go take over and start running things. Which, of course, leads to where we see him in the stinger at the end of season 2 of The Mandalorian when Boba Fett shows up. And I'm sure, under the circumstances, Bib Fortuna was probably really shocked by that. And there's another way that this story also ties into Phil Shostak's Max Rebo story, which is that there's a reference to JATS again renaming from what George Lucas had named it originally, the type of music that the Bith band in the original New Hope in the Cantina was playing, and it's the type of music that the Max Rebo band plays most often. So it seems like the folks at Lucasfilm are making a, you know, I wouldn't say necessarily a concerted effort to kind of grab that one and rebrand it, but yeah, now it's in two stories, so yeah, it seems like it's pretty intentional. Now that's what I've got for you that I thought was worth sharing about Fortuna Favors the Bold, and that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.